a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
So, did you have a Slinky? It was fun for a girl and a boy. And we will talk about the best toys of all time coming up during this hour. And we'll welcome your nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame. But first, let's talk about the One Day Tuesday end of the year pledge drive. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, December the 13th. And joining me throughout the hour to help raise money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on is program producer Rob Ferrick. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, everyone. Well, we need to meet the goal of this year-end pledge drive in just 1 day. We're not playing around with this. It's just one single day. You make it possible with your pledge. Here's how. You pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are aiming to meet our goal of 4,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight with just 1 day of on-air fundraising during this year-end membership drive. We're going to reach that goal together, hour by hour, pledge by pledge, and our goal this hour is 100 pledges.
Making One Day Tuesday a success means we need to hear from you right now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as an added incentive, your pledge right now enters you into a drawing for an iPad.
That's a nice toy for all girls and boys. Mm-hmm. The Ideas Network is with you all day long, whether you ride to work or do errands with us or cook dinner with us or listen at home or at work. You get interesting discussions whenever you want them. We're always here, and you make that possible with your donation. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and, of course, how much you'd like to pay. Whether you call or you pledge online, we keep your personal info safe. We don't share it with other organizations. So remember, your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we will be talking with a guest from the National Museum of Play about toys. The National Hall of Fame of Toys just inducted some new members. Mm-hmm. We'll find out these new inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This fun drive and your chance to win an iPad end at 7 o'clock tonight. When you are listening tomorrow, fundraising free, you'll know that you helped make that possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So start a tradition and make an end-of-the-year gift to a station that you enjoyed all year long and that you will rely on next year. Your donation to WPR is tax-deductible, and it helps keep this great resource available to everyone. So give now whatever you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and it's true. We do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up our single largest source of income, more than one-third.
You can get the full picture at funding.wpr.org. The fact is, your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know, won't you make a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, there's no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting 100 pledges this hour is so very important. We're asking you today only to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. Give any amount that's comfortable to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge today on One Day Tuesday will enter you into a drawing for an iPad. So not only will you be helping support the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, you could be in store here for a wonderful gift, an iPad. Make a year-end gift to WPR right now and get entered into the iPad drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another great gift we're trying to give you again and again, shorter pledge drives. This one's just one day. Make it work at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Rob Ferret. We will talk to you in just a bit. Time now to talk about the best toys of all time. Do you think this was one of them?
Now that you're older, guess what? Now there's a Betty Crocker Easy Bake Oven just for you.
Boy, I always wanted an Easy Bake Oven. I never got one. My neighbor friends had one, though, so I baked some brownies in that. Joining us now to talk about the best toys of all time and what makes a toy a great toy and the latest inductees into the Toy Hall of Fame is Chris Bench, Vice President for Collections at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. The museum includes the National Toy Hall of Fame and the National Museum of Play. Good morning.
Hey, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So the Easy Bake Oven is a past inductee to the Toy Hall of Fame.
It is, and I personally baked with it 5 years ago when we were inducting it into the Hall of Fame and ate everything I baked with my colleagues.
Was it okay?
Some of it was. I highly recommend the yellow cake mix and the sugar cookies. They're just as good as the real thing. But if anyone offers you Blue's Clues muffins, just say no.
Thanks for that tip. You see all the tips you get on Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, now you just inducted three more members to the Toy Hall of Fame recently. I love it that a blanket was one of the inductees. A blanket.
I am so glad that you approve of that. We've been inducting some sort of non-toy playthings periodically in the decade that we've been inducting toys into the National Toy Hall of Fame. And it joins the cardboard box and the stick as classics that ask for imagination.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that what makes a toy a great toy?
It's really part of it, because the toys that you just press a button and it does the rest, those are the kinds that the kids' eyes glaze over in about 3 minutes, and you find them later playing with the packaging, and that whatever that toy was is shoved in the corner, under the bed, into the closet.
So a blanket, a cardboard box, and a stick are among the best toys of all time. That's wonderful. What about the Hot Wheels? Hot Wheels, they were inducted this year, too.
They are, and I've been rooting for them for years. They were sort of the Susan Lucci of the toy world. They've been nominated so many times to the Toy Hall of Fame, and they never quite made it over the finish line. But this year, having sold billions of cars, more than Detroit could ever imagine, Hot Wheels made it in.
Congratulations, Hot Wheels. And the Dollhouse is the third inductee.
If Hot Wheels go back to 1968, the Dollhouse goes back 4 or 5 centuries. And it started out as an adult plaything. If you were really wealthy, you had little rooms that you had expensive miniature furnishings in. And that did sort of a trickle-down thing to kids. And today, both kids and adults love that kind of miniature experience, and dollhouses definitely deserve a place in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
So what do you consider when you consider inducting a toy into the Hall of Fame?
Well, there are three big criteria. One is longevity. These are toys that we like to think of have to have been around long enough for parents and children to have played with the same toy. So those crazes that are just one season hits, they don't stand a chance of getting into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Secondly, these are toys that are iconic. Everybody can recognize them. Nobody would mix up a Barbie for a hula hoop, for a Lego brick, for a jump rope. And finally, these are toys that encourage learning, creativity, and discovery. So whether that's socializing by playing a game of Scrabble or Monopoly, whether that's creating something with your Crayola crayons or your Erector set, or making up a story with your teddy bear or your G.I. Joe, they all cultivate imagination and the best qualities of play.
Now you have to tell us if you had an all-time favorite toy growing up.
You know, I was a car kid growing up. My fleet of cars were something that saw a lot of mileage, both in the sandbox, something that isn't yet in the Hall of Fame, and all over the living room and other household carpets. So I am so thrilled that Hot Wheels got into the Hall of Fame, but I'm hoping that Matchbox cars get in next.
Okay, stand by. We will ask our listeners, too. What makes a great toy in your estimation? Do you have a favorite toy from your childhood? A cherished memory. Call in and tell us about it at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we hope you do. We will continue talking about the best toys of all time as we go along and take your calls. But time for an update on our One Day Tuesday end of the year pledge drive on Wisconsin Public Radio with Rob Ferret.
Good morning again. We are looking for 98 more pledges now in the next about 42 minutes. These hourly goals are really important to make sure we end One Day Tuesday successfully. Your pledge is really important. Listener contributions make up more than a third of our budget. Your gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We know that you're intelligent and you expect a lot from Wisconsin Public Radio, so we do try to aim high. We do our best to bring you in-depth, thought-provoking discussions every day. We're going to be talking about politics, a lot of the top state and national political issues in the news coming up in our next hour. We'll have Kevin McKinley on Your Money in our 8 o'clock hour, and we also like to have some fun and talk about topics like toys, as we are right now. We know it's important to have fun, too, like today's discussion. Because you appreciate these conversations that you get on the Ideas Network, make a pledge now at any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org is easy. You can also call 888-202-2552. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time. That dollar or two a week will add up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all the WPR programs you love. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You share every weekday morning with this program, and I love that you are listening along. Maybe your alarm clock wakes you up to it. Perhaps you share breakfast in the kitchen with it or drive to work with it. Your morning wouldn't be the same without this program and our many different guests and topics. And it wouldn't be the same without you listening. Pledge your support for these morning conversations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help keep WPR strong as we enter 2012. We've given ourselves just this one day to ask for your gift during this year-end membership drive. Let us know that you appreciate WPR and a short pledge drive with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're waiting for the last day of this pledge drive to make your pledge of support, then give right now because this is the last day. This is the one and only day. It is a one-day drive, the first, last, and only day. So support Wisconsin Public Radio right now. It's crucial at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part. Well, thank you, first of all. But remember that WPR is a toy that you get to play with each and every day, year after year, and we need your continued support to keep this organization strong.
Has it been a while since you donated? Well, then, this is the perfect time to rejoin at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we'll be glad to have you back.
Another 40 minutes to meet this hour's goal. We need 96 more pledges now. We're asking you to help us meet this ambitious goal to help pay for the programs by making your gift now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, maybe this will be incentive, too. Your tax-deductible year-end gift right now will help pay for this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it gets you entered into an iPad drawing. Mm-hmm. Talk about a fun toy, an important toy. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We can make this one-day pledge drive a success with your help, with your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Rob. Mm-hmm. We will talk more about our favorite toys and the best toys of all time. What toy from the past or present do you think deserves a spot in the National Toy Hall of Fame? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with Chris Bench, who is the chief curator at the National Curator of Play. He is with the National Toy Hall of Fame, talking with us about what makes a toy a Hall of Fame toy and some of the recent inductees into the Toy Hall of Fame. And we have some callers online who want to share with us their favorite toys. We welcome your favorite toy, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Ryan in Berlin is with us. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's your favorite toy?
Mine was a ball in a broad sense. You know, it could have been a football, a baseball, the foosball, pool ball. I think, I don't know if a ball is in the Hall of Fame already, but I feel like it deserves a shot because it's universally appealing across the globe, whether or not it's a soccer ball or a baseball, and you can use it to do anything, make up your own games, play catch. I think that's just worth mentioning.
I think it's worth listening
to the show, and mm-hmm. I said, wow, I wonder if the ball's in there.
Well, let's see. Chris, is the ball in there?
We inducted the ball in all of its forms, just as Ryan says, in 2009. And in fact, we got taken to task by John Stewart for not doing the ball sooner. He said, 11 years into a National Toy Hall of Fame and you haven't inducted the ball. So better late than never. And we did it, Ryan. So thanks for that great suggestion.
Ryan, thank you so much. But it does bring back memories of dodgeball in gym class. But otherwise, I like the ball, too. Linda on Facebook writes, what about Lincoln Logs? They were my favorite playthings when I was little. Or the Tinker Toy. They're similar. What about those, Chris?
They are both in the Hall of Fame, and I grew up playing with Lincoln Logs, which I thought were great. The only flaw to Lincoln Logs, as far as I'm concerned, are those slatted roofs, because if you've ever played with them, if you look at those roof slats crosswise, they slough right off of your roof. So I don't mind entirely that newer Lincoln Log sets come with plastic roofs. I think it makes it just a little bit more fun and less frustrating.
Yeah, I played with Tinker Toys. For some reason growing up. And now, my nieces and nephews, I had to get them Legos for every Christmas time. Is the Lego in there?
It is. And it was a toy like Tinker Toys and Lincoln Logs that started out being made out of wood. It was sort of hand-whittled in its earliest incarnations. And it wasn't until they started molding it out of plastic and, most crucially, not just the bumps on the top, but those tubes that you can see on the open bottoms of your Lego. That's what make them interlock so brilliantly and stick together so well and combine in so many different ways that now there are people who are professional Lego sculptors. I've worked with a couple of them, and here's a career path that I never knew about when I was growing up.
Wonderful. Another call from Larry in Sheboygan. Hello, Larry.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Did you have a favorite toy?
I sure do. I did, and I still do, and that's the Frisbee.
Wow, sure. That's one for kids and adults.
Oh, you better believe it. You could be 5 years old or 105 years old and enjoy the Frisbee.
And you can play Frisbee golf with it now.
Most definitely. Frisbee golf is still an up-and-coming sport, but it's growing rapidly every year.
And I think dogs like them, too.
Definitely. They make Frisbees for dogs, especially for dogs that are a little bit more bite-proof.
Well, what about that one, Chris?
It is, and my golden retriever highly approves of the induction of the Frisbee into the Hall of Fame.
I love it.
It's great. It's great because it was a toy that people created before it got manufactured. It started out almost 100 years ago on the quadrangles of Ivy League colleges with people winging metal pie plates across the quad, and they came in New Haven, Connecticut, from the Frisbee Pie Company. And instead of yelling four like a golfer, they yelled Frisbee. And the name stuck, and eventually, decades later, when they got molded out of plastic, that same aerodynamic quality, it got the name Frisbee all over again.
Fascinating. I had no idea the history of the Frisbee. It was a metal pie plate at first. Wow. Jody in Hartford is with us now. Hi, Jody.
Good morning. My favorite toy, and while not very, very exciting, was Silly Putty.
Oh, yeah. I used to make impressions of the funny papers or the comics on Sunday morning with that.
Yes. 40 years ago, my grandpa taught me how to make how to lift the pictures off of the Sunday paper. And then we were astounded to find out that they bounced and like Super Bowl. And for St. Nick this year, my 7-year-old daughter got Silly Putty. And we went through the same thing all over again. She spent almost 2 hours molding things. Like she'd push it up against the face of her doll and say, look, and the paper. So it, I think the most lasting impression from memories of my family would be Silly Putty.
Wonderful. Passing it down through the generations, Chris.
I loved Silly Putty, too. There was nothing like lifting the face of Beetle Bailey or Brenda Starr or whoever out of your Sunday comics and distorting them all out of proportion. And that was one of the great qualities that this non-toy product that was a chemical experiment to try to find a replacement for rubber in World War II, and they could never figure out how to make it work as a rubber substitute. It bounced great, but in states like Wisconsin or Rochester, New York, where I'm from, it had a little liability if you made it into tires because it shattered when it was frozen. So not so great for your snow tires.
We will talk about more toys in just a few minutes with Chris Bench, who is Vice President for Collections at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. The museum includes the National Toy Hall of Fame and the National Museum of Play. What were your favorite toys? What are your kids' or grandkids' favorite toys? What are they playing with these days? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We might even talk about some of the worst toys that we've ever seen as well coming up in just a little while. But this is our One Day Tuesday pledge drive, and we need to raise 100 pledges during this hour to stay on track, and to help me encourage you to make your pledge today, this hour, is Rob Ferret.
We are looking for 90 more pledges now this hour. We've got a start, but only a half hour to get the rest of the way there. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At the end of this hour, as you hear often, our guest will say, thank you for all of your great listeners. Thank you for being such thoughtful, active listeners. And thank you as well for your financial support, which makes this all possible. If you haven't pledged yet, please do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving couldn't be easier either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We just need your name, your contact info, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
Save time and money and use a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're like a lot of WPR listeners, you love to read. Well, don't underestimate how many great book recommendations you've gotten from WPR listening and how much that enriches your life. You might hear a book on Chapter a Day or an interview with an author on this show or other talk shows, or maybe it was something you heard on an NPR news break that piqued your interest.
All of these inputs lead to a never-ending book list. Your donation right now makes this kind of endless joy and discovery possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to keep the book recommendations coming.
There are so many important and interesting issues covered here on the Ideas Network, and a lot of wonderful conversations where we find out things that matter to people, whether it's that favorite toy, that family memory, that bit of nostalgia that you had. We love these kind of shows, and that's why your gift during One Day Tuesday is so important. Help Wisconsin Public Radio meet the overall goal of 4,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight so we can continue to bring you the issues and talk in the months to come.
You have learned about so many issues from Wisconsin Public Radio. I know that I learn something new every day, every hour. For example, we've recently had shows on urban coyotes, the raw milk debate, the federal budget deficit, whatever it is, Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you, and we're watching for the latest information on the topics that matter to you. So invest in your future listening by donating now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listener contributions make up more than a third of our budget. The number of listeners who contribute is growing, and that's key to our strength. Getting more donors, just 1 or 2% more of our audience, makes a huge difference to WPR. With your gift, you can help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. It's at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we need 89 more pledges this hour to stay on track. Make yours now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A one-day pledge drive is a risk, but we know that you are up to the challenge.
Make that pledge today, and remember, when you pledge, you get entered into the drawing for an iPad. Make a year-end gift to WPR right now. Get entered in that iPad drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Johnny Seven fires bullets like a rifle. Fires like a Tommy gun. Now it's a cap-firing pistol. You've won with Johnny Seven, the one-man army gun.
I don't know if the Johnny Seven one-man army gun is one of the best toys of all time, but we played that clip because my producer-director, Bill Martins, liked that toy, apparently, when he was growing up. We are talking about the best toys of all time during this hour and the latest inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. And we're wondering, what makes a toy a great toy, and what toy was your all-time favorite? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Chris Bench, who is chief curator at the National Museum of Play, which is in the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York, which also includes the National Toy Hall of Fame. Well, Chris, I'm guessing that the Johnny Seven one-man army gun is not an inductee into the Toy Hall of Fame.
No, but Bill is so right. It is a cool toy, and we just bought one on eBay. It is so fantastic. I wish I had had one.
I can't believe
Sometimes the most memorable toys are the ones that we didn't get, that the neighbors had, that our lucky cousins got for Christmas, the ones that are sort of that Shangri-La out there in the world of toys that I so wanted and didn't have a chance to get.
That is so funny, because I was thinking about a lot of the toys I enjoyed playing were over at the neighbor's house, like the Easy Bake Oven or Mouse Trap or that Operation game. I never had those games, but I would always go over and play them at someone else's house. Oh, we have lots of callers, so let's go to Pat in Superior. Hello, Pat.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a favorite game?
I did. It was a Christmas present I got in 1970 when I was 10 years old, and it was a tabletop hockey game, the kind that had the grooves along the top, and you slid those men along there. My brother and I spent hours playing that game.
Oh, those were the little figurines that would play football or hockey, did you say?
It was hockey. Oh. It was hockey. Yep, and you had the little puck that you could put in the goals at the end, and you slid those little steel, you know, rods along there.
Right. I'm imagining.
About it.
Yeah, I'm imagining the football game that my brothers had. That was something like that, I think. Chris.
I've been thinking so much about those lately. They're not in the National Toy Hall of Fame yet, but we're working on an exhibit that'll open in the spring of 2013 about the history of games and puzzles. And we've been talking so much about those kinds of sports simulations, whether they're statistical sorts of simulations, Stratomatic baseball, or those kinds of hockey and football games, up to foosball and air hockey, because we love, even when we aren't up to being out there on the field ourselves for any number of reasons, having a miniaturized version where we can be the star on the field.
Steve on Facebook writes, "My favorite toy is Mattel's Pro Football 2. This apparently was a green handheld electronic football game from the late 70s, and the players are represented by red dashes. I'm wondering if, the higher tech electronic games are part of the Hall of Fame too.
They are. A few years ago, we inducted the Atari 2600 video game system into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Now, it wasn't the first, and it wasn't even the best of its time, but it was the one that made the big breakthrough into many, many people's homes because they wanted to stop feeding quarters into the arcade machines and be able to play games like Pac-Man and Space Invaders at their home TV set. So the Atari's in the National Toy Hall of Fame, so's the Nintendo Game Boy from a couple years ago, a successor in handheld play from Steve's Mattel single-purpose game, and we're also the home to the International Center for the History of Electronic Games, with more than 25,000 electronic games that really have changed the face of play in the last 30 and 40 years.
You've got a lot going on there. That's cool. How have they changed the face of play?
You know, so many what manufacturers hate to hear us call traditional toys have added chips into them as the price of that kind of technology have come down. Expectations of interactivity have gone up, and you can have Hot Wheels that are embedded with a video camera so you can see from a Hot Wheels point of view. Barbie comes with various kinds of electronic qualities, and kids have a blurry picture. They love cuddly things like teddy bears, but they also are, in current terminology, digital natives, and they expect playthings as well as the rest of their world to be wired and electronic and to respond in those ways.
We will continue talking about the best toys of all time after this update from our One Day Tuesday end of the year pledge drive on Wisconsin Public Radio. Rob Ferret, how are we doing goal-wise?
Well, we have a ways to go, Joy. In the next 20 minutes, we need 82 more pledges. Okay, they're still coming in, but we need to hear from you right now. We're trying to accomplish this year-end pledge drive in just one day, and that makes your pledge extra important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all the issues that you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in this past year. There are so many, too many to count. All of those conversations were possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. No matter how much you choose to give or how you choose to give, take those 2 minutes right now. It's really important. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a reminder that with every pledge today, you are automatically entered into a drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner when you pledge any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to all kinds of topics. Every topic you can think of, I'm very interested in. It could be history, could be writing, could be health, could be politics, art, creativity. I'm interested in everything. And what I really love is the call-ins, questions, and comments, because you really do feel like you're part of a community of learners. I just think it's great. You feel like you're really going to school when you're driving in your car. You can be multitasking. You can be doing the dishes, folding laundry, and still be part of a community of people who really value knowledge. I'm Diane Rhine from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for connecting with the greater Wisconsin community.
Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now is the right time to make that pledge. And remember, everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner with a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm going to give you the fine print now. You don't have to pledge to participate in that drawing. To enter without donating, send a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Postcards received by December 21st will also be entered in that drawing. And to enter the drawing, send a postcard, or have, how about this? Just make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Rob, we all love the idea of a one-day pledge drive. It's a lot better than a week-long pledge drive or something like that. And we hope that you do, too. It is our goal to bring you quality programs with as little on-air fundraising as possible without sacrificing the quality that you appreciate. Let us know that one-day drives are possible, and that we should continue to do them by making a tax-deductible pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you can, consider making a leadership gift of $1,200. Your gift, that would work out to about $100 a month, will help pay for others who maybe can't afford to contribute right now. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202. And of course, any gift makes you a member, and any amount is welcome, and it's appreciated.
Every time you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you learn something, whether it's about the news of the day, about history, about pop culture, about Wisconsin politics, about Wisconsin culture, and about toys. There's always something interesting on.
Listening to WPR reminds you that life is fascinating and that you never want to stop learning. That engagement you feel when you listen, that is worth your support. Your donation makes WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we still have 78 pledges to go to stay on track this hour. Your pledge pays for the programs that you rely on, and it makes One Day Tuesday a success. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Like Silly Putty, we've compressed and distorted this drive down to one day, but we still need the same amount of money, even though it's smooshed really small. So pledge now to support your news, talk, and entertainment programming, and be entered to win that iPad. Make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A gift to Wisconsin Public Radio is a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio to the community. You enjoy this radio station and the many different guests and topics that you hear every day, and so do many others who can't afford to support it.
Make your pledge right now for yourself, for the community, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have just 15 more minutes in this hour and 77 pledges to get to stay on track. You told us that you wanted more programming and less on-air fundraising, and we can only do that with your help. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your tax-deductible year-end gift helps pay for the programs. It gets you entered in an iPad drawing, and it helps us keep these pledge drives short. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Rob. We will hear from you in just a bit. Can we do it? We can with your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 6:45 right now. Coming up after 7, a special One Day Tuesday edition of The Week in Review. We'll have two of our regular Week in Review guests coming in after 7 o'clock to talk with you about a number of top state and national issues. We'll be talking about recall politics, GOP presidential politics. We'll talk about the payroll tax cut extension debate and much more. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we are talking about toys and our favorite toys.
I was. Where? I can't.
Here, diagonally.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
So that was an ad for Connect Four. I don't remember that game. I think that must have been a game that was after my childhood. But we are talking about our favorite toys and toys that belong in the National Toy Hall of Fame. We are speaking with a guest who is with the National Toy Hall of Fame and the National Museum of Play, which is at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. Chris Bench is our guest, and we welcome your questions for him, your favorite toys, your nominees for the best toys of all time, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And let's go to Teo in Two Rivers now. Hi, Teo.
Hi. I actually have more than one.
Okay.
I loved to play jacks when I was a kid.
Oh, I did too. Yeah.
And also pickup sticks.
Oh, sure.
And then there was also one called Twiddly Winks with these little plastic things that you hit one on and pop them up across the room.
Yeah. And why do you suppose you enjoyed those types of games?
Because they involve some strategy, because, you know, the jacks, you had to pick up one, two without missing, and the pickup sticks, you had to use one to pick them up without disturbing the other pieces. So it took some strategy to play them and win.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, what about the marbles and the tiddlywinks and such?
Jacks and marbles are in the Hall of Fame, and Teo picked some really vintage toys and games. Those go back into prehistory. We've found things like jacks and marbles in archaeological digs going back thousands of years. So kids have always enjoyed those kinds of things. And she also highlights the kind of dexterity. So strategy, dexterity, and all of that together. I know my sister loved jacks, and with me playing with my toy cars, there was nothing quite as painful as crawling around on the carpet with my cars and accidentally kneeling on one of her metal jacks. That was a memorable play moment.
Oh, is that fun. John in Cedarburg is going to talk about a toy I adored as well. John?
Good morning. Well, I'd like to nominate the Light Bright.
Yep, and that was the thing. You had little pegs that you would make some sort of artwork with, and they would be different colors and lights, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you liked that game too, John?
Well, it was more so my younger sister enjoyed it, so made me think of it. You could follow the preset patterns, or, of course, you could just make your own kind of creative pattern.
Yeah. It might be that I like doing artwork, that was a lot of fun. Chris, what about the Light Bright?
It's not in the Hall of Fame. It was a finalist a couple years ago, but I was thrilled just at the start of November to meet its inventor. Every year in Chicago, there's an annual Toy and Game Inventors Awards. They should be as famous as authors or singers or songwriters or movie directors. They change our lives. And he won a Lifetime Achievement Award for Light Bright, for Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and for other playthings that have touched so many different lives.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you'd knock somebody's block off, wouldn't you?
That's right.
I remember those. You know, we haven't talked about the Barbie doll. The Barbie doll has to be in the Hall of Fame.
She is. She got in the very first induction back in 1998. And she has been going strong ever since. She's had a few competitors more recently, but she's still big.
I heard that Barbie has a Wisconsin tie. What is the history of Barbie, if you know it?
You know, her background, her backstory, according to Ruth Handler, Barbie's creator at Mattel, was that she was from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Her full name is Barbie Millicent Rogers, the things I never knew I was going to need to know as I went through college. So Barbie Millicent Rogers was reportedly born in Chicago, and boy, has she gone on from there. Born in Wisconsin, I should say.
That's what I heard, that she was born in Wisconsin. I never had a Barbie. I had her cousin Midge or some cousin of Barbie. You told producer Rob Ferret that you have a secret confession regarding Candyland.
You know, parents and grandparents make confessions to me. I am not quite as secure as your parish priest or your physician, but they tell me their dirty secret, which is that they cheat at Candyland. They both cheat so that their favorite child can win, and they cheat to make the game finally end because they find it so boring.
That's funny. Lynette in Black River Falls. Hi, Lynette.
Hi. What about a tea set? I had several sets growing up, mostly plastic. Some were kind of the glass or porcelain. You can mix and match. They went from the sandbox to the beach. You could fill the teapot with sand, and it poured beautifully into the cups.
Oh,
of course, you always had a saucer. And it entertained all my childhood friends, my dolls, my teddy bears, and even royalty, like the queen would come around every once in a while.
That's wonderful. And, yeah, teddy bears had to be a part of the tea party, Chris.
Yes. And isn't it funny how that sort of Victorian English tradition of tea, we don't do that other places in our lives. Kids don't see adults necessarily going out for tea. But the tea party endures around that table or around that beachside setting. I love the sand play that she was describing there.
So, Chris, we got to go, but when is the next induction into the Hall of Fame?
It's next November, right after Election Day. So just when all your listeners have had it up to here with political stories, watch what's happening from the National Toy Hall of Fame, and you can nominate your favorite toys at toyhalloffame.org all year long. It's better than democracy.
We will do that. Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Joy.
Chris Bench is Vice President for Collections at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York, which includes the National Toy Hall of Fame and the National Museum of Play. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are here to encourage you to help us reach our goal during this one-day Tuesday end-of-the-year pledge drive.
That's right. Today is one-day Tuesday. With your help, we can meet the goal of raising the money we need in just one day. We are looking for 67 more pledges in the next 8 minutes or so to meet this hour's goal. It's a tall order, but we can do it with your help to pay for the programs by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Chris Bench about toys this hour. Now, please take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Probably got some good gift ideas from this talk about toys. Well, here's another one for that hard-to-shop-for person in your life. How about a membership to WPR? Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Let us know who the gift is for, and we'll send them a letter telling them they received a WPR gift membership from you.
I like that
idea. I do, too. It's a great way to support Wisconsin Public Radio and get that holiday shopping out of the way without leaving your chair. Give that perfect gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, Rob, not only can you give that gift membership as a gift during this one-day Tuesday pledge drive, your pledge will enter you into the iPad drawing, so you might end up getting a nice present for yourself.
Well, or do you give that away as a gift, too, or do you keep the iPad?
You can give it to me if you'd like to.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think we're eligible, actually.
That's right.
One could. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get a membership for yourself, for a friend, and be entered into that iPad drawing.
You might have found yourself hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion. You need to be somewhere, but the discussion is really interesting. You want to hear that last answer to the question or that last caller. You appreciate the guest's knowledge and the caller's questions and views. Because this has happened to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign that it is time to donate. It means that Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you. And you're important to us because we're listener-supported radio. We count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. The amount of your gift, you get to decide. Become a member of WPR with a gift in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, it's Nina Totenberg from NPR News. So, dear listeners, you're sitting in your car, or you're in the shower, or you're putting your makeup on or shaving in the morning, and you're listening to me plead for money, and you're thinking, I'll get to it, or, I got other things, and I don't need to do that, and, or I'll get around to it. Well, let me just tell you, you'll feel a lot better when you've done it. So I'm laying the guilt on you, folks. We could disappear without your support. We need you to go pick up the phone, walk over to the computer, go to your app on whatever kind of iPhone, X-phone, P-phone you've got. Make your contribution now and don't stall around.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are asking for your support of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 64 pledges in the next few minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are important to make sure we end One Day Tuesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you like to wait till the last day of a pledge drive to make your donation, then give right now. Today is the last day. It's the only day of this year-end membership drive. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help make One Day Tuesday a success.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org. And of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
Hey, early risers, where else are you going to get conversations like these at 6 a.m.? Nowhere, only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on this show. We book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have a lively, informative conversation each and every weekday morning.
Because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio financially. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make that pledge.
And again, today is the first and last day of this year-end membership drive. We are thrilled to get it done all in one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, bringing you the great discussions that you value. But it only works when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just another minute to talk now, but we can keep taking pledges through the news. We can get closer to this goal for this hour with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, with your pledge of any amount, you become a member. And you get entered into the iPad drawing. So make that pledge right now. Make One Day Tuesday a success. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is quick and easy. You will be finished in no time at all. You will be finished in probably less than a minute, and you will be able to join our talk about politics coming up in our next hour. Consider a donation of $60 or $100, about a dollar or two a week. Your contribution in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Thanks very much, Rob. Thank you for your support. Still time for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.